What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Join now in place of Chris Harrington, the spot that Chris Harrington normally occupies, but he's moving into his house in the Twin Cities today, unloading the pods. And so Dan Devine has been gracious enough. He couldn't join us Monday because it was Memorial Day. Dan Devine has been gracious enough to join us. Dan, of course, writes for Yahoo. You should read him over there. You should listen to the podcast No Cap Room and follow him on Twitter at Your Man Devine. Dan, you're awfully nice to join us. I've said, like, this is a weird day because Wednesdays after Memorial Day feel like Tuesdays. But because you're with us, it feels like a Monday. It used to be on Thursday, so it feels quarter like a I'm a little lost, but I'm glad to have you here.
Well, so the arrival of me here is I woke up in a tent at a campsite on Monday morning and said, oh, my God, I forgot to email Jeffrey Wright and let him know I couldn't do the show today. And then I got home, and then yesterday morning I was like, I am so sorry, I owe you one. And he goes, those 5 missed calls from me were me letting you know we didn't have a show, but while I have you, are you available tomorrow? So, yeah, I don't know what day it is. I barely know where I am, but I'm happy to be here with you on the radio.
Thank you so much. I feel so much better about totally forgetting 3 weeks ago that you were on Monday. Knowing that you were, I was just in my own little intellectual tent that day, obviously. Where were you camping?
In, I think the name of the place is like Wawayanda State Park, I believe, in New Jersey, near the Delaware Water Gap. My two daughters are there, they do outdoor service guys, scout thing. And so I am so not a camping guy, like not even close.
Really?
No. Left to my own devices, I would never. but when you are in the middle, you find yourself like on a mountain hiking and with a bunch of small children being like, I don't really want to do this anymore. You kind of have to just keep going, ah, you're doing great. We're almost at the top. Because they need to get done so I can get done. So I can get back to my car, so I can get closer to getting home. So that was kind of my whole motivation on the trip, but it was lovely, and there were many nice things. But no basketball for a few days, and then I came back yesterday, and all of a sudden, we had one sweep, or I came back on Monday, rather, one sweep on the verge of another, and I had a lot to catch up on. So, but I have caught up, and I'm ready to talk basketball with you, Jeff.
So, have the Timberwolves now pitched their tent in this series? Stay a while? Is that what's happening here? I was telling Jeffrey, there's a reason there's 0-155 when you're down 3-0. It's because you're the inferior team. But in this circumstance, someday some team will do it, and it will be a circumstance like this where Minnesota isn't demonstrably the inferior team, or certainly not by any wide margin. And so I think it's within the realm of the possible, isn't it, at least?
I would say yes. I mean, I think we still have to lean pretty heavy on the history here for a reason, as you mentioned, but this is a series where the Wolves have led in the final 5 minutes in all 4 games. They have been, this has not been blowout city. It's not been, the Wolves are incapable of doing enough to stay in the fight. It's been loud and consistent. You can't play Rudy Gobert. Play top coverage. Can't do it.
Dan, I'm going to interrupt you. We're going to try back because now it sounds like you're on the top of a mountain. So I have a bad connection. We're going to call you right back. Hold that thought. We'll call you right back. Okay. Dan Devine will join us here in a moment. Jeffrey hung up on him, is trying him back. We've had this problem with Dan in New York a little bit recently anyway. So we're going to hope that we get Dan back because I would like his wisdom on this series. Hope we get him back. We get him clear, and he is down from that mountain. I like to think... There we are. Jeff, he rejoined us. Anyway, you were saying it's been close in every single game, and Rudy Gobert, well, pick up where you left off.
Yeah, so first off, I'm sorry. Secondly, for all the discussion, you know, loudly on the broadcast about how the drop coverage is getting killed and you can't play drop against Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, like, the Wolves have defended well enough to win in this series. The issue has been, can they get their offense going? And their offense, as we saw in Game 4, looks a heck of a lot better when Karl-Anthony Towns can make some shots. And, you know, it was the full, like, gift and the curse, Sturmund drawing of the Cat experience of, like, five of the dumbest fouls you ever saw in your life. So when he was on the court, they were what, like, in that stretch in the third and fourth quarter, I made four threes in that stretch. He hadn't made three in the entire series. And, like, it unleashes everything. It unclenches stuff. It creates more driving lanes for Anthony Edwards. And listen, he's driving into five bodies pretty much every time he gets the ball, but they just need him to do it, right? Like, I think in the first game of the series, he only had 10 drives to the basket, which was extraordinarily low for him, and then he's been up over 20 in 2, 3, and 4. And they're getting better stuff out of it. Early in the game last night, he gets to the line a bunch, gets himself into a rhythm. That winds up being important for them to be able to play with the lead a little bit. It just, when Cat gets going and when Ant is going, it's a simplistic level of analysis, but it's the truth. If they're generating more good possessions and making more shots than Luka and Kyrie, that's the margins. Like, that's the margins in this series, because we haven't had, you know, in series past for Dallas, it was P.J. Washington goes bananas when the coverage leaves him open, or Derek Jones Jr. goes bananas. That hasn't really happened in this series. Minnesota's been able to keep a lid on the other guys for the most part, in large part because of the drop coverage, because you're not constantly in rotation and leaving a lot of guys open for three. And if you have, like, an off night from Kyrie Irving, like they got last night, or if Anthony Edwards is able to make things a little bit tougher on Luka Doncic, like they got last night, all of a sudden you're right there. And so that's the thing. Like, whether the Wolves can do this three more times in three more games, that's an awfully steep mountain to climb, to bring us back to the metaphor. But, like,
it's working.
But. Uh-huh. But they have been, you know, within, they've been fighting in a phone booth for four games, and they finally got one on the chin last night. So I wouldn't be shocked to see them do it again at home and send it back to Dallas for six. And then, you know, you start making the series shorter and shorter, the margins get thinner and thinner, and who the heck knows what can happen.
And asking Karl Anthony Towns to make shots is not, that's what he does. I mean, he would tell you, like, but it's not like it's not like asking Kyle Anderson to make shots. Like, it's asking Karl Anthony Towns to make shot to shoot what he did in the regular season. How much do you think, by the way, do you credit or the defensive changes that Minnesota made last night for Dallas's struggles? They obviously swapped, putting Edwards on Doncic and McDaniel on Kyrie. What did that seem significant to you, or happenstance that it worked out well?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's something I want to take a look at today, because I'm going to be writing, like, a Game 5 walk-up for Yahoo Sports, so that'll go up tomorrow morning. And that's something I want to look at, just kind of what was Jaden McDaniels doing with Kyrie? Like, was that an influence on him having, you know, having a tougher time finding a rhythm, just the length at the point of attack against a smaller defender, which, you know, we've seen that time and again, right? I think the thing that surprised me a little bit with Anthony Edwards and Luka is, Luka had looked pretty comfortable when he'd drawn that matchup earlier in the series. Like, you get him on a switch, you get him in transition, you're able to, Luka's physicality at whatever he is, 6'7", 230, 235, it seemed like he wasn't having a hard time moving through Ant. But for most of last night, Ant was right there. He was absorbing those bumps, the body blows. Like, Luka wasn't as easily able to create separation. You know, after the first few minutes where he got a couple of step backs to go and I think made his first three shots, Ant made it really tough on him. I believe the NBA.com tracking data had it as Luka was 4-for-14 against Ant as the primary defender last night. Basically, you'll take that every day of the week if you're in Minnesota. And, you know, Luka's still going to be able to make shots. He's still going to be able to facilitate. But I think changing the look on him, getting another, you know, a more physical, you know, point of attack defender, a little bit of a thicker, sturdier guy on Luka, and then making Kyrie play through more length, I think that might have had an effect. And especially when you're able to then without having to junk up the matchups too much. If you know, it's not like you're putting Conley on Kyrie and then you feel like you got to bail him out of that matchup by putting two on the ball. That's the thing. That's what, you know, this discussion all series long about, can you live playing drop coverage? Well, sometimes great jump shooters and great pull-up shooters and great facilitators are going to beat you because that's what they do. But if you're just going to commit to putting two on the ball, constantly blitzing and double-teaming, smart playmakers, especially like Luka, is one of the most, the best players, best passers rather, and players out of those advantage situations that we've seen in recent memory. So like those guys are going to carve that up if you see a set diet. Playing them straight and staying close to the guys in the perimeter, that's the best bet. And sometimes you're just going to lose that. They finally got it to go their way, and I think those matchups, my guess is players at the level of Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, you give them enough of one thing.
Right.
The defenders are, they're going to figure it out. But I think that was, Chris Finch said after the game, like, listen, we needed something else. Like, we weren't getting what we needed to, so we shifted the matchups, tried to get a little more length on Kyrie, tried to get a little more physical on Luka, and it panned out. You get it to go that way one more time, and then all of a sudden things get a lot more interesting.
Talking to Dan Devine, you can read him at Yahoo. No Cap Room is the podcast on Twitter at @YourManDevine. Last question. We got news about LeBronny. I don't think it really was news. I mean, I think we knew he was going to stay in the draft, but now you've got the quote from Rich Paul saying they're not going to be accepting a two-way deal for Bronny. Do you have any, like, what do you think, big picture here, what is going on with LeBron, Bronny, the Lakers, all of that?
That if for any agent is, you know, that have the especially one with the power and the sway that Rich Paul has, wouldn't be doing his job if he wasn't saying, like, we're looking for a guaranteed deal. We're looking at the our goal here is not to come out of this with, like, the Fred Van Vliet situation where it's, something wants to take you in the late 50s and you got to say, like, all right, well, I'll go to summer league, I'll take the two-way, I'll bet on myself and I'll figure it out from there, or whatever, you know, insert yeah. analogous player here. We want to get, you know, we want to get our guy into the back end of the first round. We want a guaranteed deal. We want, you know, to try to set him up for the best situation for success. Any parents would be doing, maybe not exactly the way LeBron's doing it, but if you got the opportunity to try to put your thumb on the scale and maybe make that happen, you know, you can certainly understand that. I think the thing to me that is, like, it's about creating expectations, and obviously that's going to be impossible. The guy's name is LeBron James Jr. It's going to be hard to calibrate expectations. But if you're looking at this and saying, all right, 6'3 combo guard in shoes who likes to share the ball, can defend at a pretty high level, and is a pretty decent physical athlete, like, you're saying, what if LeBron James' kid is D'Anthony Melton? Then maybe you're not going to be disappointed, right? Like, maybe you're going to say, well, that guy's a useful NBA player who's going to make, you know, have three or four contracts in the league and might stick around a decade. If you're saying, well, LeBron James' son needs to be LeBron James, then I think you're expecting perhaps too much, considering there've maybe been, you know, three guys or two guys or however many, you know, maybe no guys in the way you view things that have been at that level in the history of the sport. So I think what they're doing is saying, we're going to try to pull whatever levers we can to put him in a position to get a guaranteed contract, to get him into the first round, and then also try to steer the process to get him where, someplace we want him to go, whether that's with LeBron or just in a city that he wants to be in. It's agenting and it's maybe parenting at a high level, but you know who has manipulated the chessboard? LeBron. I don't know. So we'll see if he can do that for Bronny. But I think what's going to wind up happening is, no matter where he lands, it's going to be a sink or swim situation on his own merits. And he's got the tools to be an interesting player, just maybe not the kind of player people expect LeBron James's kid to be.
Dan, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Take care, Jeff.
Yeah, Dan Devine.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.